For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The 16th Annual Americana Music Festival is about to happen in Nashville. I'm going to go there along with a whole lot of other people, but there are some people who know Nashville inside out and go to this festival. How many tote bags, Julie?
Oh, at least a dozen.
And that's Julie Height. Julie Height is a contributor to NPR Music and writes for many, many other publications. Ann Powers, our own Ann Powers, who is now living in Nashville, is going to be there. Hi, Ann.
Accumulating tote bags as quick as I can.
Awesome. And so what we're going to do today is talk about the new artists at this Americana Music Festival that perhaps you don't know, or perhaps some of the artists we've not seen or heard much of, and we may be hearing a lot of in the future. I think some people have a perception of Americana music as sort of a maybe a little more edgier version of country music, maybe a little more rockin', maybe a little more
pink leather, less brown suede. I don't know. I'm trying to think of
it. A little more singer-songwriter-ish and scruffy.
But I think there's also, when I went my first year last year, I only have one tote bag. The artists I saw varied a lot more than I thought. So I'd like to start with, we've each picked a bunch of songs, and I'd like to start with one that's, for me, was a nice curveball. Julie Height, why don't you tell us about O-Pep?
Yeah, so this is O-Pep. They're actually from Australia. I have not had the chance to see them because they have, you know, fairly recently started touring outside of their own country, touring internationally. But they got the band name from the two women that founded the band, Olivia Halley and Pepita Emmerich. And I think they're really interesting because...
Oh, Olivia and Pepita. I got it. I'm sorry. It was visually took me a second. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. I think they go by shortened versions of their names.
Oh my gosh, I just got that. Behind the Beat, Ann Powers.
But they, you know, they're technically a string band, but I think what you're alluding to, Bob, the unexpected kind of, you know, nature of their sound is that they play fanciful and danceable indie pop music, is what I would call it, but on string band instruments, on acoustic instruments. And so it doesn't sound like a bluegrass band. It doesn't sound like, you know, it doesn't sound like a traditional folk band at all. But it's really interesting. I like the way that their musical minds work.
Well, let's play this by O-Pep. We're going to play a song called The Race.
You started skipping in a running race. 5 meters from the finish line, you fell from grace. Do you need to go and walk it out? Have a sit down, maybe stretch it out. It'll heal itself if you give it some time. Take a deep breath, let it unwind. Now you're swimming, the best exercise for pain. Out past those shark nets, you heard your name, call the game. He was inviting you in with his grin. He's a real fast mover, so swim, swim, swim. Take a short turn, get back to land. He'll be disappointed, but I'm sure he'll comes His Highness, followed by my friend, the air hostess, who knows the mostest about his big jet plane, flying him home again, taking him over the mountain, over the mountain, over the mountain, over the mountain. Quit your limping now or follow my advice. No more excuses, 'cause they come in your friend. Oh no, way oh, way oh, ambulance is coming to take you home, way oh, way oh, where did you go my friend? Oh no, way oh, way oh, ambulance is coming to take you home. Oh my goodness, here comes His Highness, followed by my I never did think I wouldn't change your mind.
I so like her voice. I like everything happening in that song, rhythm and everything.
Kind of lives in the same world as some of our favorites, like Courtney Barnett or maybe Waxahachie a little bit.
Hmm. Didn't hear Courtney could see Waxahachie. What makes this Americana? Would that be a silly question?
I think, you know, the...
They paid their $35 to join.
Well, there is that it matters that they want to participate.
Yeah,
you can't discount that aspect of it. But I think that, you know, the instrumentation, they're playing acoustic instruments. They started as a duo and they've played a ton of folk festivals. So I think they might have kind of evolved from a little bit more of a traditional act into doing what they're doing now. But so if they identify as, you know, folk music or folk pop music or roots music in any way, then that says something.
And none of us have seen them, right? Is that true?
That is true.
Cool.
Yeah, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Anne, why don't you take us to something that you love, can't wait to see?
This might be a little more in the center of our definition of Americana, but I still think Erin Ray is a vocalist who is versatile enough to fit into a lot of realms. She grew up here in Tennessee, born in Memphis, spent some childhood years in Jackson, and then her tween and teen years in Nashville. And Bob, what I love about her sound with her band, The Meanwhiles, is the incredible calm that it conveys. Her voice is just like honey, you know. People compare it to honey a lot. It's sweet.
How about molasses?
Yeah, kind of molasses. I think it's like local honey, which is a big thing down here in Nashville. It will cure your allergies, apparently. So Erin Ray's voice will cure your allergies. But also the band, they create a lot of space in the sound. The lyrics are simple, not a lot of bells and whistles, but just a lovely song and a lovely sound laid out for us to enjoy. And we're going to hear a song. It's called Monticello from her new album, which is called Soon Enough.
There's a fond memory of a city of time, set careful in a frame on an altar in my mind. When I'm hating what's before me and I do not know my place, there's a longing from within my heart puts tears upon my face. I wish it were Monticello and I could come to see you, and you might talk me down and put my mind at ease. If it were Monticello, well, I'd be at your table. It might be a while now, don't far back as I can see, there's been a wild desire that pulls me to the road and swells in me like fire. Though my happiness is there and all that's new I find, I still wish it were here with you, even now from time to time. I wish it were Monticello and I could come to see you, and you might talk me down and put my mind at ease. If it were Monticello, well, I'd be at your table. It might be a while now, don't wait. Thank you. wish it were Monticello and I could come to see you. And you might talk me down and put my mind at ease. If it were Monticello, well, I'd be at your table. It might be a while now, don't wait for me.
We were talking a little bit earlier about this idea that Americana is scruffy or somehow rough around the edges. But, you know, this song makes me think of a lot of young singer-songwriters who are doing something with their voices and with the production that reminds me more of smooth 70s singer-songwriter albums that had monster players and just a lot of finesse and smoothness to the arrangements, that kind of thing. I mean, it's, they're certainly not trying to be rough around the edges. They're right. they're trying for something completely different. So that's something that I like about her, and I've heard in some of her peers that are based here in Nashville and also elsewhere.
Yeah, like Andrew Combs, for example. I've seen her compared to Andrew Combs, one of our favorites at NPR Music, who's also playing Americana Fest. And her mentor actually is Kathy Mattea, the country singer. So that's interesting. She has a foot maybe in mainstream country or traditional country, but then there is that way that the style of the music, the mood of the music, I feel goes to a different place. I just love it. There's a lot of excitement about her, and I'll be interested to see the crowded room where she plays when she plays.
That's Erin Ray and the Meanwhiles. Album's called Soon Enough. Julie, what do you have?
Let's go with Ten String Symphony next.
When I first saw this name, I just assumed it was going to be a whole lot of strings, and it was. But then when I started to tear the name up a little bit and think about what they really mean by that, I started thinking it might be banjo and guitar or something that adds up to 10 strings, right? Anyway,
right. Sorry. It is. You wouldn't expect it to be two fiddle players, but the math works either way. It still adds up to 10. But, you know, this duo, one member of it, Christian Settlemeyer, I was aware of a band that he was in and used to follow them for years in Nashville called the Farewell Drifters. They were a young acoustic band. And so I was interested when I heard he was doing something new. And I was especially interested when I learned that it was a two fiddle, two voice group. I wanted to see what could they possibly do with that configuration that was interesting. And, you know, one of them has a little bit more classical chops. That would be Christian, and his bandmate, Rachel Bayman, is more of an old-time player and won all these fiddle contests growing up and that kind of thing. So the song that I chose for you, Even a Dog Has Dreams, I just like the way that it showcases their unique interplay. They do things with fiddles that you wouldn't necessarily expect. I mean, rhythmically, the way they chop on the backbeats and kind of, you know, play back and forth with each other. And
had a little Irish music feel, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's definitely part of where Rachel Bayman's coming from. Uh-huh. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. The song Even a Dog Has Dreams is a great title. Here we go.
Even a dog has dreams. I can see him running in his sleep. Never gonna catch that rabbit, but even a dog has dreams. And even a tea kettle sings, though I fill her up to the brim. She'll be building out her fever pitch, well, even a tea kettle sings.
Even my banjo cries, no matter how hard I try to keep from getting down and blue. Even my banjo cries, even the godless pray when they hear that pilot say, just to be on the safe side, we're leaving the godless prey.
You take me to your bed, but you say that it ain't smart, because you're all but made of stone, and stone doesn't have a Even a stone can love. One day you're gonna lose your tough. Wake up lonely and find someone that even a stone can love. Wake up lonely, find someone even a stone can love.
There's so much good string music down here at Americana Fest. It's easy to get lost in, you know, singer-songwriter land, or just check out stuff that's kind of rock and honky-tonk music. But I always try to spend at least one night at the Station Inn, which is sort of like the mecca of bluegrass music.
With cafeteria chairs.
Yeah. And delicious popcorn.
And pitchers of beer.
and make sure I see some of this more old-timey music while I'm down here.
And I'm looking forward to it. But what about the grit? What about the gruffy grit?
There are a few artists that match Whitey Morgan when it comes to grit. He was born Eric Allen in Flint, Michigan, and he's been playing around for a while, actually. He's been around since like 2008 or so. Grew up a punk rock kid. He was into Slayer, but got into playing honky-tonk music, and this year he's released several albums, but this year I think he's released his best album. It's called Sonic Ranch, and he's kind of like the dark horse candidate for new honky-tonker of the year. Maybe, you know, Sturgill Simpson, who we love, is getting a lot of attention, but I think Whitey Morgan is coming up fast, too. Here's a song from Whitey's new album, Sonic Ranch, and I think it's called Going Down Rockin', which could
indeed
be the name of like every song he ever played.
Awesome.
Thank you. Well, if you weren't clear on what Whitey Morgan can't do.
good.
And you brought up Sturgill Simpson, but I also, when I listen to Whitey Morgan, think of Jamie Johnson, yeah. Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
And it just makes me think of how this leathery baritone and this dangerous outlaw persona keeps coming around and just has this kind of magnetism to it. It's the persona, it's the presentation,
it's the
voice.
Facial hair.
Is he burly? Wondering.
Oh my goodness, is he burly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that too. But and there's that Waylon Jennings thump, you know, to the band.
Yeah.
But it keeps coming back around, but Whitey Morgan is a compelling example of it.
This year, like last, we're covering the award ceremony, which is Wednesday night, and we'll do that live. It'll be a live broadcast on NPR Music, so look forward to that. This year's Artist of the Year, the people who are up for it are Rhiannon Giddens, Jason Isbell, Sturgill Simpson, Lucinda Williams, and Leon Womack. Are you guys rooting for anybody?
I'm rooting for all of them, of course, but I will say that...
So diplomatic.
I will say that Rhiannon Giddens made... what might be my favorite record of the year. It's called Tomorrow Is My Turn. It's beautiful, impeccably curated, profoundly political, gorgeously rendered journey through American song, produced by T-Bone Burnett. Her voice is just, it's chills. You know, people know her from Carolina Chocolate Drops, but really, she just has come into her own so beautifully. Mm-hmm. So
also up for Album of the Year at the awards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm totally into her.
I think Rhiannon Giddens would be deserving this year. I think Leanne Womack also, you know, she made a great album and she made a rootsier album and kind of, you know, stepped out and took some risks. So she's deserving there. The Jason Isbell album came out too late for him to be, you know, eligible for Album of the Year and that kind of thing this year, but I'm sure next year he will be.
And Jason Isbell won Artist of the Year last year, up for it again this year. I personally rooting for Sturgill.
Well, Sturgill is a story that keeps on building, and I can't wait to hear what he does next.
To hear the next album.
It's going to be awesome. I'm thinking he's going to be working with Dave Cobb again, probably one of my favorite producers here in Nashville. He's always, everything he does, I just love, so.
Fantastic. Who are the Wild Reeds, Julie Height?
The Wild Reeds, this is a band from the LA roots scene, and they're a quintet, technically, but they're built around a trio of women, Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, and Mackenzie Howe. And they do kind of, I would say, harmony-rich folk rock. What I love about them is their camaraderie. They don't really have a lead singer. They take turns singing lead on different songs. They swap instruments. And they just have this robust three-part harmony. And this particular song that we're going to hear... when I first listened to it, it's called Where I'm Going, I kind of expected it to be your typical leaving a lover kind of song, but it surprised me. There's a lot more going on there. I like that it kind of talks about refusing to feel guilty for leaving someone and lots of other good stuff like that. So
here we go.
You think you know where I'm going? The truth is I haven't got a clue. One thing you know where I'm going, there won't be another you. And I don't mean that I found another man. And that don't mean that I'll fall in love again. that don't mean that I'll fall in love again. And I never needed your company, but I surely longed for you. Yeah, I surely longed for you.
Lift every voice and sing. I love that sing-along thing they've got going on. It reminds me of the Dust Bowl Revival, another LA band that I think these guys are friends with who are also playing Americana Fest.
I believe so.
And also, Bob, your band you like a lot, The Lone Bellow, there's a little bit of that in there. Spirit Family Reunion.
I think it's appropriate that they're called the Wild Reeds because there is kind of a wildness to when they really kind of let loose there at the end.
And I thought it might have been R-E-A-D-S, which would have been funny, but it's not.
They're a very bookish group, the Wild Reeds.
Perfect combination for American Conifest. A little wildness, a little reading.
They're working on a second album, I hear. That was from their first album, Blind and Brave, but there's a second album on the way.
And we're talking about the Americana Music Festival. It goes on all week long in Nashville. The awards ceremony is coming up, and that's Wednesday night, and we'll broadcast that live.
Well, you had asked us, Bob, to try to look for stuff that we hadn't necessarily heard before, maybe new stuff, and there's not much newer than a band that's only had a single out so far.
Nice.
But what's beautiful about this band is that it features someone who is a beloved, venerable elder in rock and roll, and that's Jody Stevens, the original drummer for the great late band Big Star. He's the only surviving member of Big Star anymore, but he is most alive and lively and doing so many interesting things in his career. He's been a producer. He's played with Golden Smog and sat in with bands like the Posies and played with Matthew Sweet, and is just a great ambassador for Memphis, for Arden Studios, and really seriously one of the most beloved musicians that I can think of. When the documentary about Big Star called Nothing Can Hurt Me came out a while ago, he was being asked to perform at events for the documentary. And so he put together a duo with a guy named Luther Russell, who was in an LA band called the Freewheelers back in the 90s. And that's what this band is, Those Pretty Wrongs. So far, they've only had the single. It's on Burger Records. And the song we're going to hear is called Lucky Guy.
Woke up this morning, little off track. Slipped out of bed, fell flat on my back. But I'm a lucky guy. Oh, I'm a lucky guy. Flew out of Memphis all the way to LA. Lost my voice, but I still found my way. 'Cause I'm a lucky guy. Oh, I'm a lucky guy. If we fall down, we'll get up together. 'Cause in the end, nothing lasts forever. You see it half empty, I see it half full. Life can be a game of push and pull. Still I'm a lucky guy. Oh, I'm a lucky guy. There are people you know that'll find it hard to hold up. But with you I find it hard to give up. I'm a lucky guy. Oh, I'm a lucky guy. If we fall down, we'll get up together. 'Cause in the end, nothing lasts forever. Stars up in the a cold night to get by. A sunrise in the morning. If you're keeping an eye on the sky.
I do find it interesting the drummer for Big Star chose to go without drums.
That's what I was thinking. The great drumming, Jody.
Well, a little interesting fact about that song is that it was recorded using Chris Bell's guitars. Chris Bell, the Big Star member who is probably best remembered now for his single I Am the Cosmos, which adds another layer of sentimentality and beauty to the song, I think.
Sweet. That was Those Pretty Wrongs was the name of the group, and it's just a single called Lucky Guy. I'm going to let you pick one more each, so that means there's one song on your list you're not going to play.
Oh!
I know it hurts so bad.
You're so mean.
I know.
You are.
I am. Yeah. All right, Julie.
I'm going to let Julie do it first. Makes my decision easier if she does it first.
All right. All right. I'm going to go with Pony Boy. Is that what you thought I was going to say?
I was hoping for Darlin' Side.
Well, if you want,
what did I tell you? What did I tell
okay,
you
then
yesterday,
what, scratch
Julie?
That you want to go?
I said Bob is gonna love Darling Side.
Well, it was just funny. That's all. It was a funny song. But you know what? I like Pony Boy too. So how about this? In the spirit of not such an awful guy, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna play half songs of each of the ones
right
you pick.
On.
All right, we're okay. gonna get all the songs
remix.
On. There you go. Okay, so let's play a little Pony Boy.
Well, I would like to hear When Tomorrow Never Comes. Pony Boy is actually a woman, even though it's a name that's taken from the character in The Outsiders. It's Marcelle Bradnini. And I think she's really interesting because she has this mystique to her. She's so sort of elusive doing this art rock meets alt country noirish thing, and what adds to the mystique for me is that she's played all these different musical roles. I mean, she came up singing opera, she's been a DJ, she's been in a dance punk band, and she just throws herself into these musical roles in kind of a theatrical way, and that's what I think she brings to Pony Boy.
Good. Let's hear some of it. It's going to hurt when I fade it down, but I'm going to do that.
We'll take it.
All right.
Comes. You
Remember the part where I said I was going to play a part of the next song?
Yeah.
I couldn't stop.
Ha!
11:59 in Nashville at a place called The Basement. I'm going to be there.
In the front row.
That was awesome. That's Pony Boy. Tell us more, Julie Height.
Pony Boy actually spends a lot of time in Nashville. I mean, is part of the indie music
I'd
scene.
I'd never have
here.
Known that, right?
And helped found this indie label called Cosmic Thug with a couple of local producers that she works with.
Fantastic.
So
Nashville has many corners you have not yet explored.
It's true. Well, it's true.
Show me
it's
around.
All here for you.
I'm there.
We will.
5 days. And to play us Who's Lucette?
Well, Lucette is I don't know, I'm picking the ones that are more in the middle of the Americana sound that
she's
we're
so
used
middle
to.
Of the road.
What's wrong with me? I'm so boring. No, but she's not boring at all, actually. She's doing something really interesting with traditional folk in a way, with singer-songwriting. Lucette is from Canada. And she was actually being groomed as a pop star up there, I guess. She was working with the producer, David Foster, known for such artists as Celine Dion and Josh Groban. But it wasn't really working for her, so she connected with Dave Cobb, Nashville's finest producer, Sturgill Simpson's producer, Jason Isbell's producer, and made this record that's just really powerful, a little bit spooky. She has a really haunting voice. And Lucette's album is called Black is the Color, and we are going to hear a song called Muddy Water.
Got a tremble in my hand and hair of gray, clinging to the rusted vines, haunted by the memory of his dying day that echoes on the mountainside. It echoes on the mountainside. Ooh. I wash my hands in muddy water, wash my hands in muddy water. Mama laid him down at the edge of the land, and his blood dwells under her shoes, crying for the wrath of my father's head, hoping that he bury me too, hoping that he bury me too.
Aww. That's Lucette. Yeah. The song is Muddy Water. Self-inflicted wounds here, folks.
Somebody needs to tell her if she washes her hands in muddy water, they are just not going to get
that's
clean.
That's really true.
It's not impossible to picture her as a pop singer for me, because she has such a clean voice. The vibrato, especially. I think. I could hear it.
Awesome.
Definitely. But she's Sturgill Simpson endorsed, I have to say. So for what that's worth. He's collaborated with her in the past.
Cool. And when you play your next song, and we'll go out on the song Darling Side is kind of a funny song. I thought it would be fun to go out on.
I brought in a rock band that both Julie and I like a lot. They are called Los Colones, even though it's spelled like the colognes that you put on yourself when you're going out for a special date. But this band is from Chicago, but they've lived in Nashville since, I think, 2013. We're going to hear a song from the new Los Colones album. It's called Dose. And the song is Backseat Driver.
Cause he used
there some trends that puzzle me when they come back?
I tell you, the kids are loving it. The kids are loving it.
I will see you at Erin Ray.
It's a Dire Straits revival up in here.
I could not ever deal with the Dire Straits, but that's just me. Talented musicians, and then it comes back, and it just...
Don't take it personally.
You know, you're asking for the
did you say don't take it personally, or they'll take it personally?
No, I said don't take it personally.
Okay.
Bob, you were wondering about the pronunciation of the name, and it turns out that when they started, they were just Los Colones, but people thought they were the clones, and so Los Colones was the solution to that problem.
That's hilarious.
Just call yourself Fred. And your band will never, you will always be able to pronounce your name. This is my tip for young artists.
Fabulous. So, Julie Hyde, take us out on what I thought was the song with the most humor in the list.
That's true. I knew you were eager to hear this one. So I'm glad we'll get to it. We were talking earlier about the Wild Reeds and how their name isn't spelled R-E-A-D, but... You know, with that whole literary angle, I think Darling Side definitely are a literary bunch. I bet they're readers. I don't know that for sure, but yeah, I mean, they do Baroque folk pop is what I would call it. These guys met in college at Williams College, and they just have exquisite arrangements.
It's really funny you said it, because when I was playing this song, I just had it playing out of my laptop speaker sitting on a couch. Earlier today, one of the folks in digital comes walking by, and he said, "Is that Darling Side?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Oh man, they're great. They used to do a cappella at Williams College where I went." He right away just recognized them.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
They say those college connections don't get you anywhere, but see,
yeah. And you mentioned the humor in this song. I think they definitely, you know. I've never met them, but I imagine that they have quite wry senses of humor, and they pay a lot of attention to detail. I like that, their musical intelligence. And this is a very tuneful song.
And then
well.
Title is what you could start.
The title
there.
Is Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford.
That's great. Well, listen, we're all going to have a great time at Americana Fest. We'll have the award ceremony. Ann Powers, you're doing something. Is it what, Wednesday morning?
Yes.
In Nashville, for those who are there.
Yes, we're going to do an NPR Music Songs We Love Americana edition with my dream lineup, Rhiannon Giddens, Shaky Graves, and Patty Griffin swapping songs, going to play some covers, going to play some originals. It's going to be great.
That's fantastic. We'll record it and put it up online sometime within the week.
Happening at Historic Studio A, so it's going to just sound lovely, I think.
Thank you all. This was fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Bob. We look forward to
thanks for having us.
Taking you out and slopping some beer on you when you're down here.
That sounds dirty.
While we listen to some chamber pop.
I think I'm going to waterproof my boots. I'll see you guys.
See you soon.
Here comes Darling Side, Harrison Ford's a song. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Sleep through two alarms, and when I stumble through the doorway with my hands through the arms of the sweater that the dry cleaner gave me back to size down. Make it to the bus, not a second to spare, but there's freeze frame traffic till the intersection where I'm scheduled for a meeting with a man who looks like Harrison Ford.
duct tape. Projected in the cabin, there's an agent he calls the wall. She never shows her face or forces